You are now listening to The Show with me. Boo. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Show.
Why do you turn off Adele?
Because
these headphones are so big.
We're already off to a fantastic start, aren't we?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kieran Sandulo. Welcome back to another episode of The Show. I am joined, as per usual, by Miles Sprong.
Yeah.
And Brody West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isaac and I just finished recording our little artist profile project for the finals, and I think we did a pretty good job on it. What did you do for it?
I did Donald Glover.
Yeah?
Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino.
Miles, what did you do for the final project? Yeah, the final project that was due today, Miles.
He did.
The artist profile final project that was due today, Miles.
He did it with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it with him.
Did it with me.
I was waiting for him to just give me a response.
Yeah, no, I did it with Brody.
Yeah. I did Tally Hall. That was a fun one.
Charles Gambino's pretty fun.
Oh, don't give me that look with Tally Hall. We touched on it.
No.
Because it's like, Charles Gambino is so cool to look at because he's an actor and he's also a comedian and all this stuff. So it was a fun one to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got a whole life story to talk about. I just got to talk about Michigan.
It was fun. But what were you up to since we last spoke?
Well, since we last spoke, I had bronchitis.
Ooh, yummy.
Did KSI give you bronchitis?
No, it's not contagious. I just hurt.
Oh,
fair enough.
It was not a pleasant experience. I'm still dealing with the effects, and I still have to take the inhaler once every couple hours.
Nice.
Yeah,
I had something interesting happening that day after I left at school.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it in a sec.
Yeah, go. Miles, what have you had?
What'd you do?
What have you had?
What's been interesting in your life?
What have you done?
Well, had my choir Christmas concert on Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
My last one ever, thank God, because I hate that concert.
Is it like one of those concerts where you do the same three songs every year?
We always do Carol of the Bells, Hallelujah Chorus, Lord Bless You and Keep You.
That's every year.
That's every year.
That's awful.
But no. But there's like, there was 31 items on the agenda for the show.
Like to sing?
Yeah, I think
31.
Pretty much all of them were songs, yeah.
Well, that's a set list for an hour-long show.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Like 2.5 hours.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
did you guys just one show or two shows?
Three.
You did 3 2.5 hour shows.
Friday night, Saturday at 2, and then Saturday at 7.
Jeez.
Oh wow, you got like no break, did you?
No.
Well,
my voice was so shot after the first show, and then it just got progressively worse.
Well, like, now you're done.
Yeah.
Yippee!
And then I was yelling
just
during
the spring concert, right?
Game.
Yeah, just the spring concert now.
And competition season.
Oh joy!
Which I may not be able to do.
Well,
because of my knee, but we'll see. I get an MRI today on that. So
yeah. Well,
that's interesting.
Speaking of Christmas,
oh,
creamy.
That's what we're talking about today.
I didn't get to tell my story.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah,
let him tell us.
Tell your story.
My friend has a staph infection at school.
Oh,
I know.
Oh dear.
I know. And he's like, he got called out of class because he had to leave. Because, you know, like, it's a staph infection.
Yeah, that's not a thing that you should
and
be in school
And then I went
for.
To my, because he has English. He has the same English class as me, but before me, like, I think second or third period.
Mm-hmm.
And the school had to do, like, a cover-up because they had to go in and clean the whole classroom. The janitor was like, oh, yeah, it's just, like, I don't want anybody to get sick right now because it's Christmas season and it's flu season. I'm like, me and my friend looked at each other because we knew what was going on. We were like... That's a bigger cover-up than some of the stuff I've ever heard from the government, because that's insane. We both looked at each other and started dying laughing.
Yeah.
Because he had to get surgery on his behind.
Oh.
And so, yeah, it was just bad.
Oh.
But that was it. That was the whole...
That was your story.
Yeah. My whole story. And then, you know, had a great rest of my week.
Yeah. Well. Krimma. It approaches.
Creamy.
What?
Creamy.
Okay.
It draws near, but we have only had, what, two times has it snowed this year?
Uh-huh.
Twice?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Two or three.
Other than that, this winter has been very rainy and depressing.
The thing is the reason I hate this winter is because it has jumped.
Yeah, it's been all over the place.
And my brother, me and my brother, our noses are just suffering.
Oh, yeah. So we had the one day where it was like
60 or 70 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day it was like 25. And yeah. I'm like, why? Why would you do that?
Our climate doesn't know what it wants. It wants to be summer, but it also wants us to be sad and inside. So it makes it impossible for us to drive while also boiling outside.
Oh, yeah, because of course.
Because of course it does.
So, like, are you guys afraid of the new elf on the shelves?
The new elf on the shelves?
I haven't seen the...
They changed them?
You know how, like, they were...
Have they evolved?
Yeah, like, they're alive, but when they settle down, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
They're plastic.
Yeah.
They have plastic faces.
They've evolved.
I think they're all stuffed. Like, there's no plastic anymore.
They're just stuffed?
Let me look up new.
That's so weird.
New.
Me, personally, I want the Snoop Dogg one.
Elf on the shelf. Okay. Images. Go images. Where's it? Do they? Yeah. Look. This is like a new one. Why does he look like that?
Oh, why?
Why does he look like that?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Icky.
His face is printed on to felt. Why?
Why does he look like that? I don't like that.
Feels like they just made him worse.
Why can't they be this?
Why can't it still be that?
Yeah, why can't it be just the little guy? Wait, is the new one green?
No, that was the thing you sent on.
Let me see the new one again. Let me see the guy.
He's still red.
He's still red. Okay.
He's still red.
That's good.
He's still red, red hat. Hold up. I think I need to pull up the actual website.
Do you guys remember the Elf on the Shelf movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Dude,
love that.
Best Christmas movie of all time, second only to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, absolutely.
Just watched that the other day.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
When I decorated the tree by myself, because I'm awesome.
We used to decorate all our trees all at the same time.
Like, why?
We used to, like, is that him?
Ugh. It's not. Ugh. It's like Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, it doesn't look real.
It doesn't look right.
It looks like a bad render.
It looks wrong. Sorry. I just had to get that out there. That was off. Something's been bothering me.
For real? That looks like it would bother you. Jesus, like thing it. Looks like it'll haunt me in my dreams.
I'd rather go and buy a $200 old one off eBay.
Everybody listening to this right now, do not get the new Elf on the Shelf. We're slandering them today.
Yeah, we are committing slander.
Don't buy the new Elf on the Shelf. Buy an old one.
I personally don't like them.
I agree with that.
Form your own opinions. But yeah, I don't like them. What were you saying?
We used to decorate the trees all together. In my family, we used to decorate the tree all at the same time. But the more ornaments we got, every year we go out and get an ornament to add to the tree. So you can see the evolution of how my tastes have evolved over the years, right? But now, instead of going all at once, I'm usually like the last person to get my ornaments on our fake plastic tree.
Right.
So there's usually no room left for all of my things, right?
Right.
I think my progression of ornaments has gone... Toy Story, Cars, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, Deadpool, more Star Wars. Then, like, what else did I get? I don't remember. But I have a lot of ornaments that do not reflect my current interests.
Right.
I haven't gotten mine this year.
What do
I haven't
you
gone
about?
To get it yet.
What do you
I don't
about?
Know. I'm not sure yet.
If I were to get one. What would I get? See, my grandma usually gets me one, and last year it was a mixer because of radio. And I was like, okay.
That's kind of cool.
I thought it was cool. And then a year before that, when I was doing musicals and all that stuff, and the show choir, got a music note, and then basketball, and it was just... Yours is kind of steady progression of things. Like,
well, I'm the one
see,
that picked my ornaments,
yeah,
right? So you can
see
what
how
happens.
You've progressed.
Yeah.
Mine are all over the place.
Yeah.
I go from a mixer to a music note to a basketball shoe to a football to Ali. I don't know, just all sorts. Like, my stuff is all over the place.
I think there was a drastic change one year from it went Mickey Mouse in his little train, then a Woody and Buzz flying through the air, then Lightning McQueen versus the Italian guy in the racing one.
Cars 2. Cars 2 is my favorite Cars.
All right. And then it just a, such a harsh left turn to a Death Trooper.
I mean, I guess. I can kind of see it, though. It's just a kid moving from, you know, the kiddier things.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars isn't that crazy.
No, not at all.
It's not,
well, you move Death from, Troopers, like you move from, absolutely, but, yeah, like...
It's not like you move from, you know, Cars to, oh, Saw.
It's not like I went from, I love Lightning McQueen, I love racing, to, the bugs are back and they're in your skin. It's right. Not, like, that drastic of a jump. Yeah. But that...
I mean, I could say it's a jump, though.
It's a jump.
For sure.
Certainly a jump that I've made in the past couple years.
Yeah. Mine haven't really evolved.
Do your ornaments not change?
Not really. It kind of just depends on if something, like, interesting happened that year.
Mm.
Like, if, I had Music Man, or, like, for all of the shows that I did with, like, adults, they would always just give everyone in the cast ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, 5 Music Man ornaments. But that's about it, honestly. Like, it's mostly just the same type of ornaments every year. We have, like, a bajillion Packer ones, because, of course.
We don't have a single, like, Packer ornament. They're all just, like, random, like, it's a smorgasbord of just things. In an array.
Yeah, the same. It's kind of sometimes it'll jump from the Polar Express to a cruise ship to Santa chilling on a hammock.
The progression of my sister's ornaments is really funny to me.
Go for it.
Because I think she went from Tinkerbell straight to Deadpool or something. Like, it was such a harsh jump with her ornaments and interests. It was so funny to me. I gotta ask my mom, actually. Mom, you're listening right now. I want you to text me the progression of Adia's ornaments real quick, because I want to, because it's really funny to me.
I don't think my brothers will ever change. I think it's just been sports his whole life.
Yeah,
it's been football, baseball, soccer, football again, and he's not changed like at all.
My brother made me a Minecraft creeper ornament out of clay.
Nice.
That baked a little weird. So it looks like something it's not.
Gotcha.
But it's really cool that he made that.
I think I understand what you mean.
You can infer. Uh-huh. It's very light. Like, I feel like if I hold it too tight on accident, it'll just break in my hand. So I always have to be really careful with it. But the biggest risk to our Christmas now is our cats.
Yeah, I bet.
We have 3.
Because if they get their claws out and they get on those presents.
Oh, not the presents.
The tree?
They don't scratch. They climb.
That's scary.
Our cats. So, before we got our cat, Dewey, we had Marshmallow. Marshmallow is just a little, she's just a little guy, right? Mm-hmm. And until we had Dewey, she was very, like, behavioral. She behaved most of the time.
Most of the time.
The tree came out and she would, like, chill on the bottom rung of it, right? Mm-hmm. Then Dewey came about.
Dewey saw that. He was like, nah.
Dewey saw that tree come up and he thought, that is a challenge. I came downstairs one morning and he was on the tree. Not in the tree, on top of the tree. Very top of the tree. And Marshmallow, not far behind.
He pulled an Aaron Yeager. He said, yes. Freedom.
Dewey came into the fray, and then Marshmallow immediately followed suit. The only cat we have is the fat one that does not climb the tree.
Yeah.
But she climbs everything else.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't climb. She yells. But only when she needs you to bring her up someplace. So she doesn't, like... Tortuga.
She'll, like, yell at you, like, hey!
Tortuga, the fat one, is too lazy to climb herself.
Put me up there.
Yeah. So she will literally stand at, like, the cabinet and she will meow at me until I come over and pick her up and put her on top of the cabinet. It's really funny to me.
A human.
Hey.
Hey, get me up there.
Hey, get me up there.
I want to be where you is.
Yeah, she definitely has that accent.
I want to be where you is.
That thick Italian accent.
That thick Italian accent. I'm going to show you the cat, and you tell me right now.
Okay. Are you guys like entrenched in YouTube media?
Yes.
I would say so,
did you see what
yes.
happened?
Which one?
You have to be a lot more
You have
specific.
To be a lot more specific than that.
His name starts with a C.
You have to... Oh, Corey Kenshin?
Yeah,
he came back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came back, and he made a manga,
he's
yeah.
He's posting today.
Yeah, he made an entire anime, I'm pretty sure.
I think it was a manga.
A manga, yeah.
It was a manga.
It was cool. Yeah. Oh, my mom just sent me the progression of ornaments. It went from Barbie to Deadpool to Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's insane.
And it says voice lines.
The Ron Swanson?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let me find a picture of Tortuga so you can see that, yes.
Tortuga
this,
even sounds Italian.
This creature, well, it is. It's, well, yeah, not Italian. Spanish for turtle. Uh-huh. She's a tortoiseshell cat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, very gotcha. Lazy name on the person that named their part.
Who's that?
Our family friend of ours.
Tortuga.
Yeah, we adopted the cat, they fostered the cat, and we kept the name. But then she got big.
Hey, Tortuga.
Look at this creature right now. The bottom one.
That is a massive kitty.
Massive.
Oh, yeah.
It's a chonker.
Big mama.
She weighs like 10 pounds.
I think my cat weighs more.
She's a large creature. I have to, like, get her on a scale to be sure, but she's up there.
Yeah.
But she also is the only cat that lets us carry her. Like, I will scoop her up and just toss her up into my arms and just haul her around.
Because she's tired from walking around all day, that weight.
I bring her around to the other cats to say hi, and she's okay with being brought near Marshmallow, but she hates Dewey. Like, I brought her up to Dewey last night to, like, give him a little...
I also hate the Dewey decimal system.
To give him, like, a good night.
Yeah.
And she immediately went... I brought up the Marshmallow, and she just went... Meow.
What's up?
Meow.
That's the equivalent of... What's up? Good night.
Yeah. But Dewey Decimal... I should try to convince my sister to add Decimal as another middle name.
Oh,
he has so many...
The one that's with
he has so many middle
names.
Yeah.
He's like... 15
like
million.
Beef Stroganoff. Like
have you heard
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I heard all of them last year. I don't remember it, but I heard them all last year. It was like a whole question.
Lord Dubert, Beef Adderall, Booby Dooby, Jaundice, Stroganoff, Sandulo, the third and a half.
Nice.
See, like, it was way shorter last year because it was like something else, but it was
Beef
different.
Adderall Stroganoff was his original full name. But every time, so there's like a tradition now where if Dewey likes somebody, they get to add a middle name.
Oh.
It's my sister's therapy cat, so she gets the final say. But she really liked Jaundice and Booby Dooby, which was the suggestion from my girlfriend.
Jaundice is great.
Jaundice was great. I loved that being a suggestion. I have to convince her to add Decimal to it.
Decimal's funny.
The third and a half is my favorite part. Because... Because that means that half of one of them came back from the war.
Yeah.
Just the legs.
Just the half.
Just the half. I really want to dress up our animals for like a little Christmas photo shoot.
Yeah.
Alex, I feel like, would be okay with it. It's the dog, the beagle mix. Roxy, bigger dog, bone issues, maybe okay with it. Mm. She doesn't do well in shoes.
Low-key. What we did, so I was at a family Christmas party, what we did is we just threw on a really, like, thin necklace that lights up. And that literally,
I put sunglasses on my dog a couple times for photos. It looks really funny in the moment. But the second the photo is taken, he'll just, like whip his head around to knock the glasses off. It's so funny. I feel like it would be really good if I could figure out how to get Dewey in a little elf hat.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the little...
You can, like, elastic spanning that you put around his head.
Mm-hmm. Like a strap, like a chin strap. Yeah. I could do that. Oh, I gotta convince my sister to get that, to get in on that. We have to do that.
That's funny.
What do you want for Christmas, Brody?
I know kind of what I'm getting for Christmas.
What did you ask for? What are you getting?
I asked for a Quest 3S.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting from my dad. I have no idea about my mom. No clue. I didn't tell her anything. She kind of just went.
I have a Quest 2. I think that just does what I need it to do.
Quest 3S is supposed to be like the...
Like the Quest 2 price range, but just like...
I just wish the Quest 2 had Batman. That's all I really want.
Yeah, it doesn't have Arkham on it, does it?
I'm getting Batman.
No,
yeah, you're... See, there's a game that I got recently that I've been waiting for a couple of years. There was a game on Steam in 2015 called Clone Drone in the Danger Zone. Mm. And it was a robot fighting game. Like
Real Steel.
No, Gladiators.
Oh.
Gladiator combat with robots. Mm. And it was a roguelite. And it was one of my favorite games of all time. Mm-hmm. To, like, the beginning of last week, they've released a VR version. It's a new game, so it's a new, like, gameplay mechanics, new story and everything. Mm. But it's voxel-based destruction.
Mm.
So when you get handed a laser sword, and you can quite literally chop your opponents down the middle like a lightsaber, that's
fun.
Hype, yeah.
That's pretty hype.
So I immediately bought that game.
Right, of course.
And I am running it from my PC to my Quest 2. And dealing with the horrible frame drops on the Quest 2, just because I'm enjoying the game so much.
I'm excited to get mine, because yeah. I have fiber internet too.
Oh yeah.
So I won't be like dropping frames crazy, because it'll be in the living room.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna like have it in my.
You don't run stuff from you like. Do you have a PC?
I have one at my mom's.
Yeah, but you don't do like the Quest Link stuff.
No.
I usually do. Yeah, I do just because I have a lot of games
my PC is not.
Yeah.
Great.
No.
It's actually pretty bad.
I just have a lot of games that need PC, like our PC exclusive VR games, like Blade and Sorcery. Yeah. Nomad, the Quest version just isn't as good.
I might just kind of, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to convert, because my little brother used to be, live upstairs.
Uh-huh.
He used to have a room upstairs. And he was like, nah, I want to be in the basement. I want my own space. And I was like, fair enough. So there's nothing in his room right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about taking that and putting my PC in there.
Yeah.
And then putting my Quest in there.
Yeah, get a good setup.
And
good
then
gaming
get,
space
and then
there.
I like, there's a bed frame in there, and I'm not going to move it, which kind of sucks. Because it's like, if I move that thing, it's going to break.
Mm.
And it was like a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it. But it like takes up. But like, yeah, it'll be fun though. I mean, so I'm hype.
It'll be good, yeah.
I think I'm going to do that. But also, my mom might be like, your grandparents got you this desk. Like, I know. I'm going to take it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I specifically asked for a desk this year.
No, it's great.
I needed a new desk. Yeah, I need a new desk for my computer, because I need to get a lot more music equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I ran out of space. I had this like L-shaped desk that's crammed into the corner in my basement.
Yeah.
And it's great like for what it is made for, but...
I don't
just play games on my computer. I make music on my computer.
I need more.
Yeah, I need room for like speakers. I need room for my interface and all that. All my mics and headphones and all that. Right? I need room for both of my monitors and all that stuff, so that I don't have to look to my left to see the second monitor. I need them side by side so that I can just look between the two. But it's really funny when I have to explain, when I explain that they're a second monitor to my friends, because if I'm like on a Discord call, right, and I have my camera on and I'm just looking at the left because that's where I keep Discord open, they're just like, are you looking at a wall? Is something interesting? Is there a really cool looking bug on that wall, man?
No, I'm just looking over at my other monitor.
Just looking at my other monitor, man. So it feels like it covers a few of the bases, right? And it lights up, which is like...
Ooh.
Some people hate on L desks. I don't understand why.
Well, I love L desks.
I think L desks only... I don't like L desks for like regular setups.
Mm.
I think if like you're a music person,
yeah,
L desks make sense. Because you can go from mixing
do.
To...
They usually make sense, but only if you have like a large L desk, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you need... You need like main window for your actual like DAW and all that. Over to the left is like mixing and whatnot. You can have your board up there. But then you also need the space for like monitor, sub.
Speaker.
Yeah. That's what the monitors are. Monitor, like audio monitors. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Because that was originally what I had asked for this year, but unfortunately, music equipment is expensive. So I'm probably just going to end up saving for all that equipment myself.
Fair enough.
That's fair, yeah.
Because, like, all that I really ask for most years for, like, birthday and Christmas is, like, software. Mm. Like, cool, new plugins and whatnot, like, all of that stuff.
Yeah. I just need a new PC. I don't need a new PC, per se. What I need is I wish I could make the case bigger.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I can't because the case is built in. So I have to, like, buy a whole new PC if I want to make...
Well, the case is always removable. Like, you can go to a shop and have them take out the components.
I think I just need a bigger case so I can... Because, like, there's some things that just are not going to fit in that case.
Yeah.
Because it's an older case, and I was like, if I want to put, like... If I save for, like, a 4080, I don't think a 4080 is going to fit in there right now.
Well... 4080 is just not worth it, honestly.
I'd get a 4090.
That's also not worth it. Like, so what I would recommend, my PC is running off a 3060 right now. Mm-hmm. And it's doing fine. Like, I played Cyberpunk during a free weekend. Max graphics, it was running at 120 FPS with the 3060. You do not need a good, like, the newest graphics card.
What would you say?
3060, honestly.
3060?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that's carried me.
How much is the 3060?
I don't know. It came with my PC. Let me see.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, you give that a look. See.
Give it a look. See.
All that I want for Christmas this year is like desk, and then like I want a replica Minecraft painting.
Amazon.
Like you know the Minecraft paintings, Miles. The 2x2. Square Minecraft paintings.
$333.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the Minecraft paintings?
No.
Brody, do you know the Minecraft paintings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about them?
That's what I want for Christmas. I want, like, one of the Minecraft paintings.
I would want the pig one that's, like, a princess with just a pig face.
Am I just the only one who doesn't know what this is?
Just like when you place a painting in Minecraft. One of those pictures.
Oh,
like you know the skeleton guy,
yeah,
in the mural, and then like
yeah.
you
the
mean
sunset
like an
one,
actual Minecraft,
yeah, the paintings
painting.
That are in Minecraft, yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like
you could
a
get like
specific...
tapestries of that too.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want just like to have up in my like my area.
The best 3060 you can get is $333.
That's not bad for a graphics card. It's like graphics cards
that's
are absurdly
like a
40, expensive
that's like
either
a 4090.
Yeah, look at the 4090. It's going to be like $2,000 or something.
It'll be crazy.
4090. To all of our listeners that don't know a lot about computers and whatnot, the 4090 and the 3060 are graphics cards that determines how smoothly your game is going to run. The 4080 and the 4090 are the newest ones, and they are...
$2,256.
Expensive.
Yikes!
They will... Hilariously,
$3,099.
In about 2 years, those are going to be like $200.
Yeah.
PC building, the parts required to buy a computer are so absurdly expensive that you would be better off buying a pre-built computer.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
That's what I would do.
That's probably what I'm doing.
Because I try
NZXT. That's where I got mine.
I heard Alienware is bad.
Alienware is not good.
Their laptops are good.
This episode is me dissing on computer company.
No, I think their laptops are good.
The laptops are
all
right because that's like... Because, see, here's the thing with Alienware. Their laptops are designed as gaming laptops. They run well for a laptop. The problem is, when they make PCs... They use the same specs as their laptops.
Yeah.
So you would expect, like, for a laptop, hey, this is really good. And then they take that same stuff, and you're like, wow, for a PC, this is really bad.
You get a 4070 for $599.
Yeah, you see the difference right there? The 4090 being $2,500 more expensive it's two generations later. You know, the 4060, that was what you said?
4070.
4070? That came out less than a year ago.
Yeah.
So to anybody that may be listening that wants to, that's thinking of making their computer a little better, wait. And it'll be fine.
Like, go get like a 4010.
Yeah, 4010 will
probably be like
that'll be plenty. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, again, like I said, 3060.
Yeah.
Buy one of those. It's easy.
You said
that's the cheapest one that you're going to get, and it's one of the best ones out there.
You said NZTX?
NZXT.
NZXT is what you
said. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I got mine. That's what I recommend. Yo, yeah, I love it. I need more storage, though, so I'm going to get me, like,
an... Which one did you get?
The cheapest one that was there. Like, let me show it.
It's $829.
Not that one. No prices out loud. Give me your phone. I'll show you which one.
Oh,
no,
why not?
Prices out loud.
I can't be advertising, like, the good pricing and whatnot. I just...
Gatekeeping.
Yeah, I'm gatekeeping right now.
We've moved so far off
of Christmas. It would appear that the, it would appear that they've removed that PC from the listing. I think, I have the, they changed the name for it. I have the Player 2.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. The Player 2 is the one that I have.
Yeah. I'll save up like a lot of money and get like,
so
a
like
player
that's
three.
What I told my girlfriend about that because she needs to upgrade her PC. She's playing Sims 4 with like 100-some-odd mods right now on a 8-year-old laptop.
Yeah. That's where my mom is at right now. She actually wants to like smash her computer or her laptop with a hammer. Like,
because you get to so much, you use up so much space.
She has taken up so much space. She has every single DLC for The Sims.
Yes. I don't think my mom has every single one, but she's got a good, she's got a pretty decent amount of them.
We're so far off Christmas.
Yeah, it's, well, I did talk, we started with, like, what do you want for Christmas? And
that's
you said
true.
Quest 3.
Yeah.
And we just kind of went from there. Technology can relate to Christmas. I asked for a desk for Christmas. I'm going to ask for... like, I don't know, like a green screen or something for Christmas. Just to, like, block off my space a little bit better.
What I want for Christmas is for Kieran to be on Jay Schlatt's video again.
It'll be a minute. He hasn't done one of the things in a minute.
I want to see Kieran, right? I want to see Kieran on my TV again.
Yeah, because I did the cooking a sandwich thing.
Yeah.
I
thought you did another one because it sounded just like you. It was, like, a very dark room. He's like, just nope. He's like, nope. But I think your hair was—it was too long of hair. It was
yeah,
like a slick back.
I've only been in one of the streams, unfortunately. I've made videos for all of them. I just haven't made it into all of them because I upload too late.
Yeah,
that's fair.
He did one forever ago where he made a video. He was going to do a fit check stream.
Yeah,
but then he just didn't. Like, he got thousands of people to submit, and he just never did the stream.
Honestly, I could understand why you would do that because it would come with
it. It was just going to be a bunch. It was going to be a whole bunch of incredibly jacked dudes just wearing maid dresses and cat ears. It would have been exactly the same. He realized his mistake too late.
I was like, you're asking a fan base like Jay Schlatt's fan base
to do a fit check.
Like,
they're going to abuse that privilege.
Yeah, they're not
going to. All that I did for mine, I literally dressed up in a black morph suit and a blood red cultist robe, and I just made another sandwich.
Yeah. That's great.
I made another sandwich. Like, I took bread, turkey, turkey, cheese, turkey, turkey, and then I took two bottles of mustard and squirted them onto the sandwich double time.
That is crazy work.
It's just like a mountain of mustard on the sandwich. And then I pull back the mask and take a giant bite out of it, and that's the end of the video. That was the end of the video. He hated the sandwich so much. It was so funny.
Didn't he say it was like too much cheese?
He said, that's too much cheese.
It's like...
And then he also asked the hilarious question, can dogs even have cheese?
Yeah, I was like...
It's like, bro. Yes, they can have cheese. Because I threw a slice of cheese at my dog and he caught it midair. It was great. Watching that video back of me just like... slapping the cheese how to basic style onto the sandwich, and then it cuts to me throwing it into my dog's mouth and then back to the sandwich.
It's crazy that that cat that like throwing cheese on people trend was like a YouTuber.
Dude, I've seen that.
That was a YouTuber. That was a his name is Blarg.
Have you seen it that where so like funny. They throw it at babies and the babies yeah. just start
stop crying? Yeah. Like, it's so fun. I want to try that, but I also don't because I don't know how the parents would react. I don't know anybody that has a baby that I could try it with. But there's so many videos where it's just like the baby is crying. The dad just tosses a slice of Kraft singles onto him, and he just stops.
Because he's so baffled.
He's baffled.
He looks at you like, what are you
there's
doing?
There's also the thing that I saw recently where it was, if you moo at a baby like a cow, it'll start crying.
What?
Where it's like, oh, just this baby, Santa. The baby is like laughing and having a great time, and then dad turns and goes, and then the baby just goes, just like an air raid siren kicking up. Hang on, I have one.
I think the easiest way to make a baby cry is just dress up as a really good Santa, make him sit on your lap.
Yeah, babies hate Santa, bro.
Hate Santa.
I think that I want to know like the science behind why do babies hate Santa Claus?
And like if he was in street clothes and you just plopped him on his lap, they'd probably be like, "Yo, who is you?
Who are you?"
And if you plop him down in a red coat and a white beard, they're like, "Nah, I ain't messing with this. Get away from me." And you start crying.
I'm gone.
I don't want to be here.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Here, I'll play the sound for it as well.
There's no profanity.
There's none. Okay. No, I'm just going to play the... What happened to the audio there? That was not the video. Hold on.
Hold on.
You know if you moo at babies, they cry?
Oh my gosh.
Just like violent scream.
Yeah.
Just moo.
Just immediately too. It's not
it
like
was so instantaneous. And it's like... There's so many different videos of it, like... Just immediate, like... It's so...
That's so dumb.
It's so dumb. And it's like, I really want... I want to, like... Find a baby.
I want to find a baby and moo at it.
Like, I'll ask one of my relatives or a family friend that has a baby, and I'm just like, hey, can I moo at your child real quick?
Yeah. Just real quick.
They're like, why? I was just like, just trust me. It'll be really, really funny.
Make sure Don't even worry about it.
Sure camera okay. in the face of the baby.
And then it's like, it's a weird child where he just starts laughing.
Yeah, I get the one baby that thinks it's funny. Well, it's like when you throw a cucumber down in front of a cat and they lose it.
My cat does that.
We haven't tried it with my cats. I really want to. Just like slide the cucumber behind them. They see it and just leap into the air. A couple times.
I think it's because I think it's a snake.
Maybe. A couple times I have tripped over my cats that have dove at my feet. Like one of my feet goes out. Dewey dive bombs me, and then I fall because he attacked my foot.
One day, if you get on Slash Stream again, you should just throw your cat across the room like, onto the couch. No, like just make sure he falls onto the couch. But like,
or better yet, I could make it like one of the cuts where it's like I start to pick up my cat, right?
Yeah.
And then I switch him out for a plush, and then actually chuck it.
Yeah.
I saw there was one where on the video where he was like. It was like me playing with my dog, and it was a girl that was running around. She had a tiny little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Right? And it would cut every once in a while between a real chihuahua and plush chihuahua that was attached to the leash, and she was like spinning it like a lasso in the air. And it was the funniest thing because his face immediately was like, oh, cute dog. Oh. Just like wide-eyed, what? Pure shock.
Huh?
I want to be able to do that. I want to give him that reaction to something.
Merry Krimma.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the show. Last episode of season 3.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We'll start back up as a season 4.
Next semester is season 4, yeah.
Wow.
Last season 2. So
I'm so grateful to be on the last episode of season 2.
Yeah, it's great. I love having, like, the big finale episodes. Oh, you know what that means? Last episode of all has to be a big, has to be the tournament bracket again. Yeah. I have to do the tournament bracket. Remember the all-star tournaments?
Yeah.
Lost. I'm very lost.
So I'll explain it next semester.
Next year.
Next 2 weeks.
Oh, I'll see you guys next year, guys.
We will. Our break start. Yeah. Our break ends in January.
I know. I'll see you guys next year.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this last episode of the show, Season 3. I have been Kieran Sandulo. They have been Miles Sprong and Brody West. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye.
You guys have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.